Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
We're going to begin with some elk hunters as runners up today.
Yeah, these bozos. They bagged a huge bull elk, and then they knew they'd taken it illegally. They'd poached it, but they still couldn't resist showing it to their friends and family on Facebook until that picture got sent to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Uh-oh.
Now they're all in big trouble.
Joining them in the runners-up circle, a couple of boxers and a couple hundred teenagers who broke into a mansion. Somehow they got wind that the owners were out of town. This is in Florida, an $8 million mansion, and they just took it over and had a huge party and a boxing match where the combatants wore gloves and boxed in the middle of the living room. And, you know, they stole booze and cigars, and they're trying on the couple's clothes and all kinds of
stuff. Isn't that what made the wife the most mad?
Yeah, that was what she was more. Not the bloodstains on the carpeting. It was.
They drank my wine and wore my clothes.
Wore my dresses and stuff. But our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today is the guy who stole the sheriff's car.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
And drove it to a 911 call. 33-year-old guy in Colorado, Monday morning, 3:30 in the morning, he goes into the county sheriff's office, and he swipes the keys to the sheriff's car, and he takes off in that. And he's doing whatever he's doing in the car when all of a sudden a 911 call, a dispatcher comes on.
What, Adam, 12? We have an incident at 52nd Street.
And this doesn't involve him. It's some other emergency. And he's like, well, I must respond. I'm in the sheriff's car.
I've been deputized. Yeah.
So he hits the lights and he's about to respond to this thing. Well, what he doesn't know is that the deputies found out that the sheriff's car had been stolen. They see the sheriff's car and they know, okay, that's not the sheriff. So they start chasing him at a high rate of speed. He gets this thing over 100 miles an hour. They're flying around town, ends up crashing into something or other and runs into the woods, and the deputies find him and they arrest him, and he never got to respond to the emergency because he created his own. He's our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today.
And your votes in person tomorrow in Friday Harbor will name the 9:30 Knucklehead of the week. And the Rockfish Grill has the Knucklehead Red. You can get it by the draft. You can get it by the pint. You can fill up your growler. Probably even keg it for you if you want to. Check out AnacortisRockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortis Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at AnacortisRockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortis. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.